Alright, what's going on, man? Just thought it would be easier for me to make a video recording of this than try typing it back to you. But, so you said the only thing that worries me is how to count pips on each trade. I've been practicing technical analysis and it works great. So you're scared if it's going to change the direction of a trade and you're going to experience a loss. So, if you're basing your trades off of a higher time frame level, then you don't really necessarily have to worry about it going the opposite direction from you because you're trading in the same direction as the higher time frame. So, for example, this USD CAD chart on a daily time frame, we have a low and then we have a high. So, higher high broke these highs, right? So, we got low, high. Higher low, higher high, higher low, higher high. So this means that we're in a bullish market structure, right? So we're in a bullish market. So to me, that would mean just in this area, right? We're in a bullish market structure, just here. So anytime that, price would be trading down into a logical level of support or resistance on a higher time frame basis, I would be dropping down into a lower time frame, say 15 minute, or let's do an hourly, say an hourly time frame. And this is that whole bullish move that I have outlined in the gray box. So I would be looking for, just say that this was a daily support level. Right here, say this was a daily support level. As the market traded down into this, I would be watching price action. So I would see a low, high, higher low, higher high, higher low, higher high. So this right here alone confirms bullish price action on a lower time frame after hitting a key higher time frame level, right? So I would be expecting further expansion up. Where would I expect them to go? To take out previous resistance. Here, 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 right? And then that's what they did. They came up there. And so that answers why you shouldn't be afraid if you're trading off of a higher time frame directional bias. And let's see. So how to count pips. So on TradingView, for example, if you look over here to the right, you see 1.29, 1.292, 1.294. It's going up by 20 pips. So 0.29, then you have 0.2920. This is 20 pips, another 20 pips, 20 pips, 20 pips. So from 1.3 to 1.29 is 100 pips, right? So just, say that you got in right here at 28, and then you got out right up here at 1.3, which also took out these highs up here, right? Which is a logical level of resistance where we would expect them to trade to. So that's a potential 100 pip move, right? So that would be, my best explanation for counting pips. And then, as you go down into a lower time frame, like here I'm on a 15 minute, you can see it goes 1.29, 1.291. So now it's in intervals of 10 pips. So this is 10 pips, 20 pips, 30 pips, 40 pips, 50 pips. So that's how I do it. Let me know if that helps or if you have any questions.